Call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is now 2:06 PM, Monday, March 7, 2022. We have every committee member here with us producing a quorum.
Do the rules say I gotta list them out by name, or can I just say that?
Man, that works. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary Lori and our LIO moderator Talia. Today we'll be hearing from the governor's appointment to the Fisherman's Fund Advisory Board Appeals Council, Clay Bezanek. And then we'll pivot over to House Bill 347, which is the confidentiality of animal records by Representative Rauscher, and going through the public testimony on that. We had originally scheduled another public hearing of a governor's appointee that had to reschedule due to our rescheduling, and that was Clay Nordblom. So we'll reschedule that to next Monday. With us, we have online Clay Bezanek on Teams, and the Fisherman's Fund provides for the treatment and care of Alaska licensed commercial fishermen who have been injured while fishing onshore or offshore in Alaska. So, Mr. Bezanek, if you could please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Well, my name's Clay Bezanek. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. My name's Clay Bezanek, and I live in Ketchikan, and I'm privileged to serve on the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Fund Appeals and Advisory Board since 07. It's an honor to be able to work for the benefit of the fishermen in such a great industry. And also, the fund was started pre-statehood, so that's kind of cool, too, to realize that people... Before the people had the wisdom to become a state, they had the wisdom to protect their own out on the water, mixing it up. And I'm just honored to be on the board, and I've been on there now a couple of years. So I'm the old timer that was the old timer when I got on there. I remember him, and now I'm that guy. So that's how fast life goes. But we've tried to keep the fund modern to let you guys know a little bit about what we've done. You know, we've worked with the insurance industries and the fishing industries, different groups, big boat, small boat. Most of our injuries occur actually in Bristol Bay and in small boat fisheries. But we've managed to work with everybody to keep the fund modern and to help the fishermen continue to get their bills paid in a forthright fashion. So it's been an honor to work and serve on the board, and I hope I get confirmed for the last one here. So if you guys have any questions, I probably left something out, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mr. Bezanek. Any questions from committee members in regards to his appointment, Representative Hannon?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I just wanted to ask, because it's a gorgeous, flat, calm, sunny day here. As soon as we adjourn, what are you going out fishing for?
Well, I'm actually going up to the Board of Fish on Wednesday. I'm fishing for people now, it seems like. Board of Fish from somebody in their wisdom moved the Board of Fish from Ketchikan to Anchorage. So I'll be up there from the 9th to the 22nd. And then living out of a suitcase, and then we have our Spring Fisherman's Fund Board meeting at in Kodiak because they're doing Comfish this next week or a couple weeks from now. So 23rd to the 25th, we'll be meeting in Kodiak and shaking a lot of hands, you know. But salmon this spring, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just trying to see if you're going to give us an inside feed on how the Sitka Sound herring fishery was looking. It looks like you've fished about every fishery in Southeast and half the other fisheries across the state, so I figured you had your ear to the ocean and could tell us how things were. But thank you for your time today, and good luck at your series of meetings up where it's still winter.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm hoping the fish come into Sitka for sure, because that's when you know it's springtime, you know. So, yeah, I'm hoping the best for the guys there in Sitka for sure.
Thank you, Representative Crump.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Benizek, I appreciated you saying old timer. I was looking at your experience and it lists 1883 to 2021. So I'm not sure old timer is fitting there, but I know that's a typo. I'm just going to attribute to watching Yellowstone 1883, but it's kind of humorous.
Yeah, that's a good one there for sure. Yeah, I don't think I'd be talking near as well, would I?
All right, Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Bezenek, for stepping up. Quick question. You said you're hoping to get appointed to the last one earlier in your testimony, and I was just wondering what you meant by the last one. Have you served on a bunch of other boards of different fishery boards and things like that? Or what's the last one you're speaking of?
No, this will be my last appointment. It'll be 20 years, I think, if I get reappointed. So I think I'll pass it on to a youngster.
So you're retiring. Well, sounds good. Thank you for your service.
Never retiring, no. Just moving on to different things, you know.
Fishing for people.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Bezenek. Any other questions or comments from committee members before we roll into public testimony? Seeing or hearing none, that's what we'll do. Mr. Bezenek, if you please stay on the line until we've concluded this subject, in case there are any questions that come up during public testimony, that'd be helpful. With that, we'll open public testimony on Mr. Bezenek's appointment. I'd like to ask those testifying to please keep their testimony to 2 minutes or under to allow everybody the chance to speak and us to move forward with our agenda. Up first, we'll have Mr. Jerry McCune. If you could please come to the hot seat, put your name on the record, your affiliation, your residency, and provide your comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name's Jerry McCune. I represent Cordova District Fishermen United. And you can maybe guess I live there in Cordova, so, and I fish out of there in the Copper River. So my testimony, Clay, I've known Clay for a long time, and I worked with Clay on the Fisherman's Fund Board that was created in 1951 to supplement people's health care if they need it. So anyway, Clay's done a really good job. The board's, the council's been doing a really good job, and Clay, his experience can't be replaced right away, but hopefully he may rethink his appointment and stay on it. I'll try to talk him into another appointment after that. But anyway, I support his reappointment to the council, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. McCune. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll go to the next person. Is there anyone else in the room that's looking to testify in regards to his appointment? Seeing or hearing none, Talia, can you clarify there's nobody online? Cool. With that, we'll close public testimony on Mr. Bezenek's appointment. Any closing comments, questions from committee members or anyone else in the room? I believe we've got Velma Thomas here to answer questions. She's the program coordinator for the Fisherman's Fund. So any comments or questions from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, Mr. Bezenek, any closing statements?
No, I appreciate your guys' service also serving our good state, and I just hope the oil prices help you with your budgets.
Thank you, Mr. Bezenek, and good luck on the floor. With that, we'll take a brief at ease and have members sign a sheet acknowledging, in accordance with AS 39.05.080, the House Resource Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Counsel Clay Bezenek. And I want to remind members that this does not reflect your intent to vote on the appointment. It's just to confirm that you had a hearing in regards to the individual. So we'll take a brief at ease. Subject that we're going to take up is House Bill 347, which is our animal secrecy bill by Representative Rauscher. We heard the bill on Friday the 4th, and we'll now move into public testimony on the matter. With that, public testimony for House Bill 347 is now open. Is there anybody in the room looking to testify on animal secrecy? Seeing none, Talia, can you verify there's nobody online to testify? With that, House Bill 347 public testimony is now closed. That was a quick one. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. we'll be joining the House Transportation Committee here in the room. There's quite a bit of overlap between the two committees, so the seating shouldn't be too hard to overcome, but there will be a few additional members that we'll have to accommodate, either with members in the audience and coming up to the table to ask questions, etc. But we're going to hear an update on the Manh Choh Mining Project and the transportation plan through Representative Hopkins' district and Representative Cronk's district. So an anomaly on the schedule, and then we'll pick back up on Wednesday and then have our normal Friday meeting. So with that, any questions, comments from members? All right. We're going to adjourn at 2:19 p.m. Thank you all.